Hello there, and you are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. And my name is Michael, and I'll be your host today. And I do appreciate you tuning in so much. If you missed yesterday's program, you can listen to it archived. Travis Sanders was with us yesterday. And yeah, check it out. There's a lot of stuff that was said and a lot of information that came forth. And, you know, an amazing young medium on the scene. So, and again, Travis, thank you so much for being with us yesterday. But today, let's focus on this now moment, this now second. A lot of stuff going on in our world. A lot of it not so good. And, you know, a lot of times we don't understand situations like what happened in Boston yesterday. We don't understand those things. I don't get it. I will tell you I don't get it. But I also know that it could have been a whole lot worse. Luckily, Spirit stepped in and didn't allow the other two bombs to go off. And so, you know, it could have been a lot worse than it was. But it was bad enough. And that kind of stuff needs to come to a halt, needs to stop. And I don't know how, but I know a day's coming when we won't have that stuff. But until then, we have to deal with it. And, you know, right now, a lot of people have that question, why? I have that question, why? But I know that Spirit has the answer, and the answer is within us. And so we're going to open with prayer, and we're going to pray for those all affected by yesterday, directly and indirectly, because in some ways we all have been affected. You know, acts of terror, like yesterday, is done for one reason and one purpose, and that is to generate fear. And there's a lot of people right now that are afraid, don't know what's going on. When you don't know what's going on, then fear can sneak in and start working. Acts of terror are made for one purpose, and that is to generate fear. So today, we send out faith, we send out love, we send out light, but we do not walk in fear. For Spirit has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of might and of a sound mind. So let's pray for those affected by this act of violence, and let's do that now. Father, Mother, God, our hearts are heavy because we don't understand things like this. We don't get things like this all the time. And Father, Mother, God, we pray right now for all of those affected by this awful act of terror. And Father, Mother, God, we pray for peace, not just in Boston, but in our world. For there is too much of this on our planet. So we pray for those affected directly by this act. And we pray that you would comfort them today. There are a lot of people in the hospital. A lot of them are hurting really bad. And I pray that you would just comfort them today. That you would send angels to them. And that you would just heal their hurts and their fears. And Father, Mother, God, I just ask you to do this today. Father, Mother, God, I just pray right now that you would just help all of us. Not go into a place of anger. Not to go into a place of fear. Not to go into a place of let's get even. But let's go into a place of love. And let's go into a place of light. For there is too much darkness on our planet. And it is time for us to shine forth. It is time for us to stop the eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. It is time for us to bring peace to our world. So let us be the change today that we want to see in the world. Let it begin with us. Father, Mother, God, as we begin this program, I ask that you would just help me totally move out of the way and become that vessel that you always use on this program. And Father, Mother, God, I just pray that you would just meet my needs to begin with, and that you would just move in my behalf. And now I ask you to do this. I ask you to move in the behalf of my listeners right now, and that you would move those things out of their path that have been standing in their way for so long. Father, Mother, God, if there is somebody listening to my voice this morning that just feels stuck, unstick them. Somebody feel like that they're bound, unshackle them. Father, Mother, God, we might not always understand everything that goes on around us or even in us, but I know this much, for you are always and forever in control. Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for this now moment, for in this now moment, you are speaking to our hearts, and in this now moment, you are moving us forward. Continually moving us forward. I ask you to do this. Surround us now with that white light of the Holy Spirit, and we say namaste, and we say amen. All right. We're going to put on a song here in a minute and open with a song. But till then, I pulled a couple cards. Yeah, normally I only pull one card for a show, but today Spirit directed me to pull two cards. And the first card I want to focus on, both of the cards come from my Gaia deck. The first card I want to focus on is the thinking of you. That's what the card says. It says thinking of you. And the bottom of the card says a lovely thought. Today, Spirit is coming in here saying, hey, you know what? I'm thinking of you. Because Spirit knows everything that's going on in our lives. Spirit knows how we feel. Spirit knows everything about us. There is nothing that we can hide from Spirit, for Spirit knows all and is in all. So today, you know, maybe you're feeling a little confused, a little bit afraid about what's going on in our planet right now. So Spirit's stepping in here. The angels are stepping in here saying, hey, you know what, guys? We got you. We're thinking of you. We love you. The next card I want to focus on is a lost card. On the bottom of the card, it says grief, sadness, and then it says resurrection. I want to focus on three words here. Grief and sadness. Today, there's a lot of people that are feeling that. Yesterday was an awful, awful day. But today, we move forward. We do our very best to move out of that place of grief and sadness, and we focus on the word resurrection, for that is where we are right now, in that place of resurrection, that place of raising up a little higher, coming up a little higher. Events like yesterday in Boston brought out the worst in people, but it also brings out the best in people. For a lot of people just rushed in and started helping where they could. And that's what we need to do. Not just in bad times, but in all times, helping one another. For we will resurrect and we will come out of this. We just got to keep on moving forward. All right? Let's go ahead and put on a song. Your calls will be next. You can call me if you would like at 347-327-9316. 347-327-9316 is the call-in number to the program. I do have a few calls ahead of you. If you would like to be a part of the program, just call in and I'll get you on the best I can, okay? All right, let's go ahead and open with a song, and how about this one, and we will be right back. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio, and it is Tuesday morning, and I know, surprise. All right, see you guys in a minute. Bye-bye. ahead and say hello to 610. Hi, you're on air with me. Hi. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on air.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
No problem. Can I get your name, please?
Yeah, my name is Sonia.
Okay. How can I help you today?
I'm just calling. I had a question concerning, I just, you know, wanted to see what you were picking up surrounding my health.
Okay.
If you had any messages from the angels.
Okay. First of all, the first thing that I'm hearing over and over and over and over in my head is for you to stop worrying. Okay?
Okay.
I don't know. You're stressing out about this, and maybe there's a reason you're stressing out about this, but I also feel like that your mind is just running rapid about this. You know, there's just all these scenarios that are coming up right now. Is that making sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. And so what I would tell you and what Spirit's telling you today is stop worrying. First of all, worrying is not helping, okay? It's just creating more and more stress on your body and causing things to happen a little bit here. So try not to worry. I know that, you know, that's easy for me to say because I'm not in that situation. But the one thing that Spirit doesn't want you to do is worry. The other thing I will tell you, yes, of course there's some things going on. The one thing I will tell you is I don't see anything that I don't even like the word worried, so I'm not even going to use that word. I'm going to say there's nothing that I'm concerned about. There's nothing that I'm seeing that would make me concerned. Now, have you seen a doctor about some of these things that's going on with you?
Well, actually, it just comes out like maybe the one thing, and today I have an appointment later on today.
And you're stressing out about that?
Well, the thing is, I've had it off and on. You know, it's just a little lump I have behind my ear area.
Okay.
And I know in that area, I know we do have lymph nodes. You know, they grow and they go back to their size.
Right.
You know, depending on, you know, but my number one fear is that it could be, you know, something bad like cancer. So.
Right. Yeah, and that's what your mind is running rampant with you. I'm not seeing that. I'm not a doctor, of course, but I don't see that. I am glad you're getting it checked out. I would be totally shocked if you called me, you know, tomorrow and said, hey, you know what, Michael, you know, this is what they told me, because I don't see that. So try not to let your mind run rampant on this. I'm glad you're getting it checked out. You know, but like I said, I don't see anything that I'm concerned about. Okay, but we will continue to hold you in our prayers, and you know, and like I said, I believe that everything's going to be okay and work out. I'm glad you're getting it checked out. Okay.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Yeah. You know, anytime that we have that, you know, especially, you know, a lot of times, a lot of people, you know, I'm like that. You know, one time I got a lump, and all of a sudden I was like, oh no. You know, our mind immediately goes there and goes to that place of fear and that place of, so let's try not to go that place. Let's go to a place of faith and trust and say, you know what, I don't know what's going on, but I know, Spirit, that you got it, you know, and that you can take care of it. And that's what we're going to be doing today for you while you go get this checked out. You know, we're going to hold that this is going to be okay. We're going to hold that as our intent today. And I believe it will be. All right. 678, you're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, Michael. It's Susie.
Hi, Susie. How can I help you today?
How you doing? I noticed that you, I wrote down your schedule, and so that's not the schedule that I wrote down, so you must have changed it again.
Well, my guess, I've given my guests opportunities to come on at 1 or 6. So a lot of my guests are coming on at 1 this week. I have a guest tomorrow. And then today, Spirit directed me to be on air. So.
Oh, cool. That was the plus then. We got you live on air.
I know, live on air. So how can I help?
Just wanted any kind of message from Spirit that you have for me to today.
Okay. Let me go ahead and actually pull some cards for you really quick. The Zen Garden card is the first card I want to focus on. Talks about inner sanctuary. Spirit wants you to keep going inward. You're doing a really good job of doing that. But Spirit says you can go a little deeper, a little farther. So just keep on going inward. Just keep, you know, when you have those moments, we all have those moments when we get a little stressed out and we have those worries, like our first caller. You know, so a lot of times we can have those, but Spirit wants us to go inward because that's where the answers are. We all have those answers inside of us, including you. Watch your dreams right now because Spirit's definitely talking to you in dreams. The next card I pulled is a dream card. There's a lot of stuff being revealed in your dreams. I don't know if you're dreaming a lot. Maybe you're not remembering them. But there's a lot of stuff popping up right now, so I would definitely pay attention to them. There's also a breakthrough that is coming. I feel like that this is more around your family. I feel that this has more of a family feel to me. This could be like your relationship with your son, something like that. But I definitely keep seeing a breakthrough. I'm going to go out here on a limb and say that this breakthrough that I'm seeing looks like about May. It looks like about mid-May. So this would be right before Memorial Day, in that area. So something big, and I definitely feel like it has to do with your son and you. Gaia card, the last card I'm going to pull for you, Susie, talks about wisdom and knowledge and spiritual understanding. You have a lot of that inside of you. You just need to tap into it a little more. And so focus on that a little more. And you know that, but you've come a long ways from where you used to be. And just keep on moving forward. That's
actually, today I'm working with someone on channeling.
Oh, this is my good. Awesome.
I'm very excited about connecting with my spirit guides and spirit. I'm just really very excited about that.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm actually going to be in May. I'm actually going to be doing some classes. I don't know how those are going to develop yet, but I'm going to do some classes on channeling myself.
Are you going to do it online?
We will be doing it online, through some other thing besides Blog Talk, but yes, we will be doing them online. Yeah.
Wonderful, Michael. Wonderful. Right. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. So we will be doing that. So, but Susie, I appreciate you calling in. Okay.
Okay, Michael, thank you so much. I love you.
I love you too. All right, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, yeah. Man, I love everybody, so or at least try. All right, let's go ahead and talk to 724, and I don't know where I was going for a minute. Okay, hi.
Hi, Michael.
Hi.
Hi. Good to talk to you today. I was calling about a romantic interest. I just wanted to know what you picked up.
Okay, I'm having a hard time hearing you a little bit. I don't know why, but I'm having a hard time. Could I get
your
name, please? I can hear you better. Can I get your name, please?
It's Missy.
Missy, okay. Now, could you repeat your question for me, please, Missy?
Sure. I wanted to know what you picked up on my romantic interest.
Okay. Now, is this just brand new? Is this a brand new interest? Because I feel the reason why I'm asking you that is I feel a lot of old energy around this. Now,
yes, it's somebody I've known for quite a long time.
Okay. Because I kept feeling like that's what I kept feeling. I kept feeling like, okay, now was this a relationship before?
Years and years ago.
Because I feel really old energy here, meaning that, okay, this was already this. And then it went away, and now you're wanting it to come back. Is that sort of where we are?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. so you and I are on the same page. All right.
We are.
So now what we need to do is we need to see if he's going to be on the same page with us.
Right.
Because I feel like that this will work out, but let me look at him. I don't want his full name. Could you just give me his initial, please, of his first name?
Sure. It's C.
Okay, thank you. I feel like that he will come aboard on this. I do feel like that this would be a relationship to continue to work on. I do feel good about it. I do feel like that there has to be some conversations that need to take place and work out some things, because there's a reason why it stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And so, need to work those little bugs out. But
okay.
I don't see anything, honestly, right now that would tell me that this could not work out. I don't see anything big. Because Spirit, I really believe that Spirit wants this to work. I really do. And so, and Spirit will do everything in his power to help. Okay. But there are going to have to be some serious conversations. And he's going to have to, really express himself about what he really wants in his life. And I don't think he even knows what that is. Not just
right.
with this, but with a whole bunch of other stuff going on in his life. I just feel, when I tap into him, I just feel a lot of confusion, a lot of distress,
mm-hmm.
a lot of stuff going on with him right now. And I feel like a lot of this has like a family pull
mm-hmm.
to it. That makes sense.
It really does, yeah.
Because I feel like he's almost like in a tug of war with somebody or something. Because when I'm looking at him, it's like somebody's got one arm, which might be you, and then somebody else has another arm, and it's like he's stuck in the middle. Does that make any sense?
You know what? We haven't spoken in a few months, but
okay.
from what I understand, that makes a lot of sense with his family.
Okay, yeah, because I feel like that he wants to come your way, but I feel like every time that he tries to make a step towards you, somebody pulls him back.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. All right. And,
go ahead. There might be communication again, or?
Okay, hold on. I'm going to be quiet for just a second, okay?
Sure.
Let me see if I can timeline on this. Sometimes I can, sometimes I can't, but let me be quiet. I'm gonna say, and this is very iffy. I mean, this is not really clear. I will tell you that right away.
Okay.
But I would say towards the end of May, early June.
Okay.
And like I said, that is very iffy. I felt like that there was some kind of a communication. I felt like maybe an email or something like that. I don't know if you have an email with him, but I kept seeing something to do with the computer. So. I'm going to say like an email. So that should be about at the end of May. All right?
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much.
No problem. All right. Glad I could help. All right. That's what I'm here to do. 814, let's see if I can help you. Hi.
Hi. Hi, Michael. How are you doing today?
I'm hanging in there. I'm doing okay. How can I help?
I have a couple things going on. One, it's about my boyfriend, Michael, and the other one is about my children. I have a custody coming up in May. So I've got a lot of things going on with the whole boyfriend and children financial issue. Just had breast cancer surgery. So,
Your plate is pretty full. Could I get your name, please, though?
Shannon.
Okay, thank you, Shannon. Sorry you're going through this, Shannon, and there's just a lot of stuff on your plate right now. When I started talking to you, let me tell you what was going on with me when I started talking to you, and I don't know if you're going through this right now, but as soon as you started talking to me, my chest got really tight, which represents a lot of tension, a lot of stress. Is that how you're feeling right now? It just feels really tight.
Yes, and a lot of spiritual blockage also.
Yeah.
In my heart chakra area, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, and also there's another chakra that's blocked, is your throat chakra. You're not really expressing yourself. You're not really telling what you want to say.
Mm-hmm.
So. Because a lot of times you just are not saying that. As far as your children go, let's focus on that first, okay? Because I feel like that's a lot of the stresses around that right now. And then we'll get to Mike or Michael.
Okay.
All right. But let's focus on your kids. I would say that this custody battle is going to be okay for you. I do feel like that you will have custody. Does that make sense? Okay.
Yeah.
I do feel like that. I don't see anything that would tell me otherwise. Okay, so we're going to stand on that and believe that and call that done. I do feel like that it will be in May. There could be a – I will tell you, those kind of things, legal things like that, are very iffy for readers because there's so many different variables and so many different people involved. So this could be a little delayed. But I'm going to say that it's going to be done in May, but I also feel like that there could be a delay. So I'm going to put that out there, okay? Because this could have a continuation on for some reason. I feel like that this is going to be around the judge or something. You know, he might be sick or something. I don't know. But I'm just saying that that will work out in your favor. As far as your relationship with Michael, let's get to that really quick here. Now, has this been going on for a while? Has this relationship been there for a while? Or is this – because I feel a lot really new with this.
We've been together for a couple of years, but he drove all the way from Oregon to come out here to get my children and I to move back out west. And we're still here.
Okay, you're still there. All right.
Yeah, there's been so much stuff that's happened. Energy.
Yeah, right now you're exactly where you're supposed to be. This move, I'm not seeing a move for you. I'm sorry, I'm not seeing a move. What that means, I don't know, but I'm not seeing a move, and that doesn't mean that it's not there. It just means I'm not seeing it. I just want to be clear on that, okay? I'm not saying that it's not going to happen. But as a reader that I'm reading right now, I don't see that personally for you, okay? But that doesn't mean it won't happen. I just wanted to be clear on that because I didn't want you getting all sad or depressed or anything because I just don't see that. Because right now I just feel like that there's some unfinished business where you are and Spirit wants you to take care of that before they move you forward. Does that make any sense to you? I just feel like that there's some emotional stuff and just some baggage there that you need to leave behind when it is time to move forward. There's just a lot of stuff. As far as your health, I do feel like that will improve as you go forward. So hopefully that helps, and I appreciate you calling in.
I didn't hear what you said about Michael and I. It got cut out.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Yeah, sometimes this thing cuts out. The one thing that I will tell you about you and Michael is I do feel like that this relationship can work, but it's going to take a lot of work. And I don't know if you're willing to put that energy into it. Does that make any sense? I just feel like that there's a lot of stuff on his part right now going on. Does that make any sense?
Is he really working all these hours or, I don't trust him.
Yeah. I'm going to say this and you can read what you want with this. Okay. This is what I'm going to tell you. What Spirit's showing me is I feel like that there's a lot of reasons why you don't trust him. Let's just put it out that way. Okay. There's a reason you're feeling that. I'm going to tell you this, and this is what Spirit wants you to hear. So please listen to what I'm about to tell you. Listen to your intuition. If your intuition is telling you something's going on, then something's going on. Okay? Let's just leave it that way. Because I think you already know what you need to do with this. You're just not wanting to step away or confront him about some of these things. But there is something going on with him. I will tell you that. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Trust your intuition on this. All right. You're doing pretty good.
Thank you.
But the main thing is to know that your kids are going to be with you. All right.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right. Bye bye. All right. Let's go ahead and let's just stop for a second. I'm going to pause for just a second while I catch my breath. All right. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 347-327-9316. I do have a few calls ahead of you. Let's see if I... 248. Hi.
How you doing today?
I'm good. How can I help you?
I just made a move, and I was just kind of looking to see if there's any general messages from Spirit for me.
Okay. Could I get your name, please?
Yeah, Mike.
Mike? Okay. All right. That's an easy name for me to remember.
Exactly.
If I forget your name, we got problems. How are things going for you? Your energy seems really good today.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, you just want to know what Spirit wanted you to know, or did you have a
particular... Sure. Or, like, in regards to employment or, you know, just kind of the general thing, I literally just made the move on Saturday, and it was quite a geographical move.
Okay. All right. Definitely feel like that this move that you're about to take is a big, huge step in your spirituality. I don't know exactly why, but this is a big, huge step forward for you. It can be a little scary, but I also do feel like that something will open up for you. Now, towards this move, have you ever got applications and stuff out wherever you're moving?
Actually, I already moved.
Oh, you already have?
I arrived on Saturday.
Oh, okay. I'm having a problem hearing you, and what I heard was I'm going to move on Saturday. So,
okay. I'm sorry. Yep.
No, that's okay. Well, so this move, I'm still going to stick with what I said, is, you know, this move is an important part for you. I do feel something opening up for you, and I'm going to go out on a limb here, Mike, and say actually, I'm just going to go out on a huge limb, but I have everything that tells me I can do this. I'm going to say by the end of the month.
Cool.
I would say 2 weeks. So that lasts, and actually I'm going to give you a date. I'm going to say, looks like about May 1st or May 2nd.
Now, any insight in regards to banking or restaurant?
Okay. Like I said, you're cutting out a little bit, so I'm having a hard time. What was that last question?
Oh, any insight in regards to banking or restaurants?
Banking. Okay. Are you thinking about opening a restaurant?
No, but I've always been able to fall back on just waiting tables.
Okay. I do see something with a restaurant around you, and I don't know if somebody's going to approach you about maybe helping them open a restaurant, because the one thing I will tell you, Mike, I keep seeing a restaurant, and I keep seeing a sign that says opening soon, and I don't know how it relates to you, but I would keep that option open, okay? Because I don't know why I keep seeing that. Because it's just over and over that I keep seeing that with you. I do feel like that your dream job is coming into your path, whatever that is for you. But I would say here in May. All right? And hopefully that helps. All right.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Right.
Yeah. Hopefully it helps. Right now, this will be my last call, unless somebody else calls in here, and you're more than welcome to try that. 347-327-9316. Right now, I do have open lines. You would be next right after this call. 253, you're on air with me.
Good morning. It's Holly from Seattle. How are you?
Holly from Seattle. I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm concerned about a friend. Can I ask about a friend?
Yeah, you can ask. We'll see what I can pick up. Go ahead.
Her name is Debbie, and I'm concerned about, like, medical problems.
Okay. Let me actually, Spirit directed me to get a piece of paper. I do this sometimes. I'll get a piece of paper and then write down things, and then we'll see where things go. So her name is Debbie?
Yeah, or Deborah.
Okay. All right. They're recognizing her more as Deborah, so I'm going to write that down here.
Yep.
Okay. Is there a reason why they would do that? Because they're
she goes by that. I just call her Debbie.
Okay. Now, does she have children? Because I keep seeing children around her.
3.
Okay. All right. Because I keep seeing kids around her. Is she depressed at the moment? Because I see like a cloud.
Yes.
Okay. I keep seeing a cloud around her. Also feels like very trapped. She's like in a box, or she feels that way
yes.
at the moment. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Because I keep picking that up, because I keep seeing her, like, she tries to get out of this box, and then it feels like she gets pushed back into this. Now, is she separated? Because I don't see a man around her too much.
Well, she lives with a man, but I think they're separated emotionally.
Yeah, because there's like, because that's what I kept feeling, like an emotional disconnect. Now, do you know if her mother is on the other side? Do you know if her mother is on the other side?
Well, not to be disrespectful, but I think she's close to going to the other side.
Okay, close.
You know what I mean? Very sick.
Because I felt like that a lot of this worry and a lot of this depression is surrounding her mother. It's like there's a mother connection with us, like unresolved issues, something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. But I don't see anything that I'm really worried about with her health. I do feel like that spirit will help her with this. Because I don't see anything major, Holly. I don't have anything that's popping out in me that would tell me that she has anything. Hold on. I might backtrack here for a minute. Hold on. Let me just see what I just saw, because I just saw something.
Okay.
And so I want to focus. Now, they're focusing around her heart, but that doesn't mean that. Would that make sense?
Well, she has an unusual weight gain. I'm not sure.
Okay, she has an unusual weight gain?
Yeah.
Okay, have they checked her thyroid? Do you know if they've checked her thyroid?
I'm having a hard time getting her to go to the doctor.
Okay, they need to look at her thyroid. That's immediately, when you said weight gain, immediately I heard thyroid. So they might want to check that, okay? Try to keep pushing her that way to the doctor, okay? But I believe that this can be taken care of, whatever the health issue is, but I would definitely look at the thyroid on this.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Holly. All right.
Thanks.
Bye.
No.
All right. Yeah, definitely. I would focus on that. Let's go ahead and let's break that off of my paper there. So, 952, appreciate you calling in, and you're on air with me. Hi.
Hi, my name is Sandy.
Sandy, okay.
I'm wondering if the spirits show you a move happening with me.
They just said definitely yes.
Definitely yes.
They said, why are you doubting this? I'm just telling you what they're telling me. So
no, that's good. So I should start right now?
They're saying yes.
Really?
Yeah, they're saying, why are you I'm just the messenger, so don't get mad at me. But they're telling me, why are you dragging your feet? They're wanting me to ask you that. There's something, a fear or something holding you back. Do you know what
I have a fear of where I'm going to end up when I move.
Okay. Is there a particular direction you're aiming at or a place that you want to go?
I want to go back to my hometown, but I'm worried about the type of house I'm going to find, and I'm worried about how my son is going to do with the move.
Okay. All right. I feel like that your son will be okay with the move. I don't see anything. I'm writing down stuff as it pops into my head. But I don't see anything that would be telling me that he would bulk that much. Now, he might bulk a little bit, but I don't see him, you know, he'll get on board with this, is what I'm saying. As far as the house goes, I feel like that you would have a really good house. I keep seeing, like, the one thing I keep seeing with you is I keep seeing a brick house. It has a brick front, at least, because I keep seeing brick, which also, to me, might also be a symbol of security. I feel like that for a while now you haven't had that. So that might be what they're trying to show me with the brick house, is that security. But does that make any sense to you?
Well, I don't really know. Yeah, I haven't been secure for a while.
Yeah, okay. Because they keep showing me, it's sort of like the story of the three pigs, and they keep showing me the last pig that built his house out of bricks, and they had that security. I feel that.
Well, and I'm worried about all the logistics of the move, selling my house, getting a mover, and finding a new house. Can they tell me if it's all going to work out or what?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely going to work out. Your house just sold fast. The house that you're in now, as soon as you put it on the market, it would sell.
Really?
That's what they keep telling me. So I'm going to go with them. when I don't go with them, that's when I get in trouble. But I'm going to say, yeah, your fear just right now, a lot of your fear is in the way. So what we need to do for you is to get your fear out of the way. And how you do that is by just taking some breath and just asking your angels to help you because these doors are definitely just going to open for you as soon as you take that step of faith out here. All these doors are going to open. This thing is going to go a lot quick. This is going to go a lot smoother than any other move you've ever made.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah. So, yeah, and I have all of the energy around me that would tell me that this is what I need to tell you. But this move is going to go smoother than anything you've ever done.
Okay.
Yeah, so, yeah. And your son's going to be okay with this, and actually when he gets to where you guys are moving, he's going to have some really awesome lifelong friends are waiting for him at this location. So this is a move that...
Really?
Is,
that's what I'm most worried about.
Yeah, he's gonna make some really good friends. Your son, you know, why would I see your son sometimes like... They just show your son to me, and sometimes he looked like a turtle, like his head stuck in sometimes. I feel like that he's very protective of himself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like that this move will help him come out of that shell more and more.
Oh.
And you'll see a lot of growth in him as you settle into your new place.
Wow.
Okay.
Wonderful. Thank
All
you
right,
very much.
No problem. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, because right now he's sort of like in a shell. And but as you go out of this move, he really starts coming out of his shell. You're going to see a lot of improvement in him as you move forward. As I talk about moving forward, I have open lines. If you would like to be a part of this program, you can call me right now. You get right on air, 347-327-9316. It is very unusual to have open lines. But 347-327-9316. If you do call in, I will tell you, you do have to push that one to get on air with me. Just be sure that you push that one. Otherwise, you just hang out there and I never know that you want to talk to me. So you got to push that one. While I'm waiting for Spirit to lead me where we go next, I'm going to give you some email addresses. You can write me at insightswithmichael@ymail.com. You can also write me at michael@spirituallyawakening.com. That is michael@spirituallyawakening.com. Or you can also write us at spirituallyawakening@hushmail.com. All right? There's a whole bunch of ways to get a hold of us. Also, if you forget all of that, you can go to either one of our websites, www.spiritualtalkradio.net, and there's a contact form. I think there's a contact form over there. Yeah. And so you can reach us that way. And you also find out what guests are coming up and all that stuff over there at www.spiritualtalkradio.net. You can also get hold of me and set up a reading with me. I do have time to do full readings today. Normally there's a 24-hour advance notice, but I don't have that in place today. So if you would like to get a reading with me, I would do it today. All right? Because like I said, I have time. And the energy today is off the hook for me. Even with I have a little bit of chaos around me. But even with all that going on, my energy is really high today. Today would be the day to set that up. And you can find that information over there at www.spiritualawakening.com. I will also tell you the readings right now for me are on sale. That is about to change. Okay, at the end of the month, those rates that are there will go up to the regular rate. Right now, it is like $40, 30 minutes, $100 for an hour. They will go up. On May 1st, it will be $60 for 30 minutes. Right now, you save $20. And so I would really consider setting those up. All right? Anytime. All right. Is there anything else I need to tell you? Oh, yeah. Guess. Tomorrow. I'm excited about my guests. I'm excited about all my guests, I know, but That's a good thing. That would better mean saying, oh, man, I have this guest coming on and I'm not so excited. Now, that would not be good. First of all, why would I have that? And so, but so it's good that I say I'm excited about my guest. And my guest tomorrow at 1 o'clock Central is Mika, or I think I said it right, Mika Davis. And she does shamanic healing. She's a shaman. And I don't know that much about shamans. She'll be teaching us a little bit and talking about her life and about how she got into all of this and her journey. She also is an intuitive. I don't know if she's going to be doing any readings tomorrow. I always leave that up to my guests. We'll see. All right. That's tomorrow. Then I will be back on air on Friday. Doing readings and teaching and whatever else Spirit wants me to do. Then on Saturday, the 20th, we will have Shawn Michael and his wife Debbie with us. And, yeah, don't miss that program. Yeah, never know what's going to be going on there. So, but, you know, I've had Shawn with us several times already, and then I was on their program on a different network, and then I got to speak to his wife, Debbie. She has awesome energy. I can't wait to get her on with us so we can visit some more and get to know her a little better. All right. Talking about getting to know people a little better, let's say hi to whoever's on the other end of 951. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, how can I help?
I was wondering if I could get a little reading about an issue that's been kind of bothersome the last couple of months.
Okay, yes, you can. You called the right place. I think I'm a little psychic, but go ahead. Ask the question. All right,
okay.
Go ahead.
I'm opening up my life to love, and I have met someone, and I was just wondering if you see this being a casual relationship, a serious relationship, something I should have fun with, or along those lines.
Okay. Would help me a whole lot if I had your name to begin with.
My name is Isabella.
Isabella, okay. All right. And, okay, so I'm writing down your name here. Because sometimes I'll write down names and then I start picking up information. Sometimes that's how Spirit works through me. And for some reason, they wanted to do that today. Now, the one thing that I will tell you, they keep telling me that you need to open your heart more. Does that make sense? There's like something that you still need to let go of, maybe a hurt or something, but you need to open your heart more. I don't know if that makes any sense to you.
Probably, yes.
Okay, all right. Yeah, open yourself up to love. Now, I will tell you, my first feel about this relationship is very casual to begin with. And now, I'm not saying that it can't develop into something more, because mm-hmm. I do feel that. Because the other thing that I saw was wedding bells.
Okay.
That's quite
a jump.
Yeah. That's up the road a little bit, of course. You know, that's not tomorrow. what I think they're trying to show me here is that it's going to start out very casual, very slow, and because you still got a lot of healing that needs to take place. The other thing I will tell you is I feel like that he has the same thing. I feel like that there's a broken heart on his part that he needs to heal. I don't know if you know him that well, but I just feel that with him. So this is going to – that's why I feel like that he wants to take this very, very slow. If you push him, I will tell you, if you push this, you're going to push him away. So if you're willing to take the time to work with this and to develop it into what it needs to be, I'm going to say this could be long-term and you guys would be together until you guys take your last breath.
Oh, okay. Wonderful.
All right, so hopefully that helps.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you taking my call.
Oh, no problem. Glad you called in. All right, bye-bye.
I won't. Bye-bye.
All right, yeah. Definitely appreciate you calling in. All right, my switchboard. Okay, there we go. my switchboard sometimes has a mind of its own. And have you guys ever had that with electronics things? Sometimes they have like a mind of their own and a direction of their own, and they're just all over the place. And yeah, sometimes I feel like that with me. Sometimes I feel like I'm all over the place. Maybe today you're feeling that way. Maybe you're just all frizzy and fraggled and I don't know, just whatever. And so if you're feeling that way, I'm going to tell you what to do to help. Okay? What you do is you focus on grounding yourself. How you ground yourself is by visualizing yourself as a tree and visualizing roots going out of you into Mother Earth and just releasing whatever needs to be released. Now, a lot of people worry about that. Mother Earth can handle all that, and what they do is they just recycle that, turn it into good energy, so don't worry about that. Okay? Okay, hold on. I just saw something I need to focus on. I'm going to be quiet for just a second. I'm hoping that this is not anything that I need to be really concerned about, but I just saw a major city, and I saw a problem. I'm trying to figure out what city this is, and so I'm going to be quiet for just a second. We might need to pray about this. But again, we don't go into a place of fear. We go into a place of faith, okay? We don't buy into fear, all right? So hold on for just a second while I bring this more into my vision so I can see this. Okay. We need to surround a couple cities really quick. Okay, here we go. I'm going to mention these cities to you, and we need to surround them with white light. Definitely the city of Washington, D.C., the whole city, okay? Not just part of that city, every city, especially monuments, Lincoln, Washington Monument, the Plaza area, the White House, and on and on and on. Museums, looks like even like a mall. Let's surround that. I don't know exactly what I'm seeing. I will tell you that I hear poppy noises. I don't know why I'm hearing poppy noises, but let's surround the city of Washington, D.C. The other city that we need to surround is we need to surround Boston. Boston still has some issues. Let's surround Boston. The other city that we need to, Philadelphia. New York City. Let's go down to Disneyland in Florida. I think that's Disneyland or Disney World, one of the Disney things. I don't remember which one is where. But the one that's located in Florida. So we need to surround it with white light. So we got a whole bunch of stuff to surround with white light, but we don't go into a place of fear. We go into a place of light, okay? We work from a place of love and a place of light. All right. 253, you're on there with me. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, how can I help?
I've never called here before.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, I appreciate you calling in, so my name's Michael. What's your name?
Leia.
Well, could you say your name again?
Leia, L-E-A-H.
Leia, okay. That's a beautiful name. I love that name.
Thank you.
You got awesome energy around you. There's also something, the one thing I will tell you, I feel like that something's holding you back from moving forward, and I feel like that this is maybe a family issue. Because I keep seeing something holding you back. Does that make any sense to you?
That makes a lot of sense to me.
Okay. Are you working on that, or? There's like some unforgiveness or something like that. Does it make any sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, it does. Go play.
Okay. All right. But now let's ask you why you called in. Okay. But I needed to give you that because I was picking up on that pretty fast. So is there anything I can help you with today?
I was just concerned about one of my friends and what's going to happen for her in the next 6 months.
Okay. Why are you so concerned about her? Is this, because I'm not picking. Could I get? Do you mind if I had her name?
So Holly McCauley.
Oh, Holly. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. Holly. Yeah, I know her. So yeah. Looks like some good doors are opening for her. I'm not seeing anything that I'm concerned about. I do feel like that things will start popping for her here. Looks like about May. There's a lot of movement forward for her. So I don't see anything that I'm concerned about.
Okay.
With that. Yeah. So, but yeah, I appreciate you asking, and hopefully that helps. But you know, I would definitely, you know, because that thing popped up pretty quick for you about your family. I would really look at that and try to get that out of your way. Okay.
Would it be concerned with my boys? Because I have three boys. Plus, I just lost my mom back in February.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry about that. Sorry about your loss. You know, but life continues on. Okay, all of a sudden I do have a woman that popped in here. I'm not saying I'm not saying that this is your mom, but
yeah.
I have a woman that popped in like fast. Is your mom like that? It's just like she just like busted in here. It's just like,
yeah,
hey,
yeah, that would be her.
I want to talk. Does she talk a lot with her hands? Because all of a sudden my hands start, it's almost like if you could see me, it's almost like I'm about to take off. My hands are going all over the place.
That would be her. Yeah, she would always talk with her hands.
Yeah, because all right. Now, do you have two boys? Because she's making a reference to two boys. Do you have
I have three.
Okay, three. Okay.
But we were concerned about one.
Okay, she's okay. Is this the middle one? Okay, because she, and I think that's why I went to two, because I went to, there might be some concern about the older one as well, but it's like I saw the two, but the one that they really focused on was the one in the middle.
Yeah.
He's going to be okay. I feel like that he does have some problems, but I also feel like that he's going to be okay. I keep hearing okay. So the reason why they're saying okay three times is that's focusing on all three of your kids. But they are a little concerned about him. Does he have why would I keep seeing learning difficulty? Why would I keep hearing learning difficulty?
Because he's got dyspraxia.
Okay. Because I keep hearing learning difficulty.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Is that your concern with him, or is there another concern? Don't tell me what that is, but go ahead.
I was just going to make sure that he's going to be he's okay with the situations that have arisen the last 2 years.
Yeah, he's okay with them. He might not totally understand them. Maybe a lot of times he doesn't really understand things. I feel like that he has a hard time understanding things at times. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Okay. So you just might want to just reassure him that's okay. I feel a lot of insecurity with him. I just feel like that right now he's feeling very insecure. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So you might just reassure him that everything's okay and everything. He's just really worried right now about something, maybe about finances or a situation like that with you all. I don't know. But he's just really, when I'm looking at him, he's just really stressed out. And so I would just reassure him that everything's okay. All right.
Okay. And with my oldest one, will he finally ever get clean, or is that going to be a struggle?
Okay. I didn't hear your question about your older son. What was
My oldest one will my oldest one get clean, or will he always have a struggle with drugs?
Okay. Let me look at this really quick. I don't want your older son's full name out here on air, but could you just give me his initial, please?
Jay.
Okay, thank you. All right. He will continue to struggle for a little bit. I do feel like to help him, maybe rehab here would help. But he's going to struggle with this for a little bit. Also, he's around somebody right now that is very shady. Is there somebody around him that is like that? Because I keep...
He has a lot of friends that are pretty shady.
Yeah, I keep seeing... I will tell you what I'm seeing, and I'm going to stay with this for a second. I know that I'm taking a little more time with this than normal with my calls, but I feel like I need to, and so I'm not in a big hurry. But the one thing that I will tell you, I keep seeing somebody in a leather coat. They always wear a leather coat. Yeah, you might just pay attention to his friends.
Yeah.
And watch this. Because I feel like that this person is really pushing him into stuff that he doesn't want to go do. And now the other thing that I keep picking up is gang around, like the word gang. Would that make any sense?
I know that around here we've had issues with gangs tagging cars.
Okay, yeah. So you might just want to keep an eye on your older son for right now. Just be sure who he's around, what he's doing, stuff like that. All right?
Yeah, thank you.
All right. I appreciate your call, and I appreciate you. All right, bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, I just felt like I needed to stick with that for a little longer than normal. 719, let's get you on air with me. Hi.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How can I help?
Basically, I was calling for a reading around my relationship.
Okay, could I get your name, please?
Julia?
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Is this a relationship that's ongoing right now?
Yeah, it's marriage.
Okay. Okay. The one thing that I'm writing down stuff as I'm talking to you, the first word I'm picking up is stagnation. Is there, it just doesn't feel like it's moving like it used to. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, okay. That's part of it, yeah.
Okay. Because I get, and then the next word I'm picking up is tired. You're is that where you are right now?
Yes.
Okay. Are you thinking about leaving this relationship?
Yes.
Okay. Because because the one thing I kept seeing with you was like a suitcase, which would mean, you know, movement, you know, packing, something like that. Have you guys tried to talk this out?
Well, we recently just talked about an issue that came up.
Okay.
But it just keeps. I just keep feeling like it's something else, and.
Yeah, you're just growing
like it was
really
coming
tired.
Around, but then something else came, and it just sort of.
It's like it's almost like a merry-go-round. You guys keep coming back to the same issues. That makes sense?
Yeah.
And I've been on merry-go-rounds, and merry-go-rounds make me sick. And so that's sort of where you are right now. I'm not, you know, the one thing that I will tell you, if you do decide, I'm going to tell you, if you do decide to leave this relationship, I do feel like that something else would open up for you, but down the line, because you need to heal. There's a lot of baggage in this relationship. A lot of things have been said, a lot of things have been done that is just weighing you down. You do need a break. Now, if that means that you go back to this, I don't know. But I do feel like that at this time in your life, you need to take a break and pull back away from this.
Yeah, because I just was gone for a month hoping that time away would
reset
everything.
Would
and.
Yeah, and it just haven't. It just hasn't done that.
It seemed like it was okay right at first, but it just, you know,
then it's
to
the
same old pattern.
Yeah, same old pattern, same old thing. He just doesn't want to talk. The one thing I keep seeing is he's like emotionally disconnected from this. And I'm sorry. I wish I could tell you something different. And you already know this. I'm not telling you anything you don't already know. You know, if you pull the plug on this, that's totally up to you. But I will tell you, if you do, there will be somebody down the line for you, another relationship down the line. But I wouldn't see that for a while because there's just a lot of healing that needs to take place in you and around you. And does that make sense? And you really need to work on your self-esteem. I just feel like that he's just has really held you back in a lot of areas of your life. And I'm really sorry that you've gone through this. Does it make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
It's far as if I separate, do you see, you know, everything coming out okay for me, that, you know, I'll make it kind of thing?
Yeah, I do. I feel like that's a lot of your concern about how are you going to manage without him. I think a lot of that, does that make sense?
Yes.
I just like that's a lot of the reason why you're there.
Right.
Still. I do feel like that if you take that step out, you will be okay. I definitely do see that. But again, you know, these are your choices and your decisions. You know, I'm just telling you, if you stay in the situation you're in now, unfortunately, it's just going to be the same old, same old.
Yeah, that's what I was afraid of.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I wish I could have told you, hey, he's going to get his act together and everything would be better and the sun's going to shine and, you know, and all that stuff. But I just don't see that with him right now. I just feel like that he's just not on the same page right now. I'm really sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's good to know because, like you said, there's things I know myself or suspect, and he basically just confirmed a lot of what I had already been thinking.
Yeah.
But mainly I just needed to know that, you know, if I do take that step, because it's huge.
Yeah, it is a huge step. Yes, it is. Yeah,
we've been married almost 29 years, so it's really huge to me. So.
Yeah, that's huge. And you know, the one thing that I would do is what I would do, and my advice to you is this, is anytime I need to make a big decision, and this is a huge decision for you, is I would get a piece of paper and write down the pros of staying in this relationship and the cons. And if one of them outweigh the other, you'll know what decision to make.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Appreciate
it.
Hey, take care and have a great day.
You too. And just hang in there, okay? Things will get better.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Man, I wish I could have said something different there, but, you know, that's just what I see. Man, I should do the paper thing more often. Worked out pretty good today. I still have time to take one more call if you hurry. 347-327-9316. 347-327-9316. All right. Please remember the people affected directly by this thing in Boston yesterday, just be sure. And the other thing that I would ask for all of us is that level heads prevail here, that a lot of times when these things happen, the first thing that I hear is that, you know, we should get even. Well, first of all, we don't even know who we should get even with. And the other thing is there's too much of that. And that's not going to solve anything. We need to approach things with level heads, and level heads will prevail. And so continue to pray for that. All right, let's take this call, and this will be my last call today. 708.
Hi, Michael. It's Lucy.
Hi, Lucy. How can I help you?
I was just wondering if there were any messages from Spirit for me today.
Okay. Actually, I'm flipping over. I did something different today, Lucy. I'm actually writing down your name and got paper in front of me and seeing what pops up here. So let me write down your name. Okay. The first word I'm hearing is future is bright.
Excellent.
Okay. Also, Lucy, all of a sudden I keep seeing like a storefront. Or do you have a store? Or why would I keep seeing a storefront, like a business?
Because I'm really, really trying to set up my own business. That's in the back of my mind.
Okay. With me seeing this and with me writing it and drawing it in front of me, I would say go for it. There's some fear. I got a huge, the word fear is huge on this paper. Okay, so there's huge fear. A lot of it surrounding money.
Yes.
Okay. There is somebody that would help you financially back this. This is a man that would help you. with this, but they're waiting for you to ask.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Because I do feel like that you would have a backer or a partner. Or have you been thinking about a partner with us?
No, not yet. No, not at all.
Okay, so this might be just a silent partner that would help you with some of the financial parts of this, you know, getting it off the ground. I will tell you, Lucy, that the only thing that I see is success.
Wonderful. You know, my pride has a lot to do with asking for help. That's been my biggest obstacle.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest obstacle for all of us, is that pride thing of us, you know. So I would, you know, put that pride monster in its place and put it back in a cage because it's just holding you back. And, you know, just ask. You know, there's an old saying, if we don't ask, we're not going to get. You know,
there's a lot of
people that would like to help you, Lucy, but they can't help you if you don't ask.
That was so wonderful, Michael. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate you calling in. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. Yeah. And if anybody wants a full reading with me today, go ahead and set those up. I'm going to tell you again, those prices are about to go up. And so my prices are very affordable anyhow compared to a lot of other people out here. But my prices right now, you will save $20 on a 30-minute reading or an hour reading with me. That will change May 1st. So set those up now. And okay, go ahead and do that. I would ask for you to pray for my mom and my dad. I don't ask for a lot of things. I'm not going to go into a lot of detail, but I will just say that they need your prayers, and that's enough to know. All right? So I would appreciate it. All right. Spirit knows what they need. And so it's especially around my mom. And so just pray that, you know, right decisions are made, right choices are made, and all of that. I would appreciate it. All right. Let's see. Okay. Hold on for just a second. I'm going to be quiet for just a second. You know, the one thing that I keep hearing over and over in my head is power. You know, it's time for us to take back power. You know, for a long time in our lives, we have been held captive by fear. Let's just stay focused on fear. Because right now, there's a lot of people that are in that place right now, today. There's a lot of people. I can feel it. There's just a lot of fear right now. You know, almost every major city in the United States are on high alert today. It reminds me of a lot of what happened on 9/11. Remember 9/11? I don't know how we'd ever forget that, but do you know how people were just in that death grip of fear? And then what fear does, then it brings up that anger. Then that anger starts rising up. So we got to watch that. We got to keep that in check. You know, we got to go inward. You know, a lot of these situations in our lives, and, you know, a couple weeks ago on a Sunday, Spirit channeled through me and told us that, you know, there were going to be trying times ahead. I believe that they were focused on Boston. And maybe some other things that are popping up. You know, I was looking at the news today, and there was an earthquake in Iran. And then there was also a lot of little earthquakes around Oklahoma City and in the Oklahoma City area. There was like a 4.6 or 4.5 earthquake around Oklahoma City. There's a lot of stuff going on right now on our planet. But what we do is we stand in the power within us, not the power outside of us. What I mean by that is we don't get into our head. Our head, if we go into our head when situations like Boston happen, then we go into a place of fear and we go into a place of just ugliness. We have enough ugliness on our planet. We need some beauty. And we need some peace. And we need some love. And I will tell you, I will honestly tell you that yesterday when I heard about this, I was mad. I'll tell you, my first emotion, I was ticked off. I was beyond mad. Oh, I was ticked off. And then all of a sudden I thought, okay, whoa. You know, let's get that in check. Because I don't like violence. I don't understand violence. I've never have understood violence. I just don't get it. But I also don't get violence for violence. I don't get that either. I believe that we've evolved out of that, or at least we should be evolving out of that. But, you know, it reminds me of like a little kid and, you know, being picked on by a bully, and the first response is that you want to fight back. That's, you know, that's understandable. I mean, I want justice. I want justice done in this case. But I just don't want to see any more violence. I'm up to here with it. There's just too much hurt on our planet. And as an empath, it for me anyhow, sometimes it's just too overwhelming. And it, for me, sometimes it just gets too much. Yesterday, I didn't even know this was going on until I happened to turn on the TV and all of a sudden they were talking about it. And, you know, I've not watched a whole bunch of it because I just cannot do that. And I would suggest that you don't feed yourself a whole bunch of that either. I mean, we don't bury our heads in the sand and we don't like to act like a whole bunch of ostriches and, you know, we need to know what's going on in our world, but we don't need to feed off of fear or on fear. But when I was watching the video and I heard that first boom, I just started crying. Because we need love, not booms. I'm so tired of booms. So let's pray for peace today. And let's pray for love to abound. And let's see a different world. A world without gunfire. A world without booms. A world without verbal abuse, a world without physical abuse. Let's just see that. Thank you so much for listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. Continue to pray for all of us. Let's be the change that we want to see in the world today. Let's be that change. We will be back on air tomorrow at 1 p.m. Central with Mika Davis. She's a shaman, and she'll be talking about shamanic healing and all of that stuff. And so then I'll be back on Friday, and then Shawn Michael and Debbie will be here Saturday. All the shows with guests this week are all at 1. My show will be Friday at 6 p.m. You can mark that on the calendar. Today I came on because world events sort of dictated me being on here today. And so hopefully we don't have any more of those. And otherwise we will be here Wednesday and we'll be back here on Friday. All right. You guys have a great day. You know, go into a place of faith, okay? All right. Have a great day. And you be you. I'll be me, and together we'll get there. Let's go ahead and close out with actually, let's close out with this one. See you guys later. Bye-bye.
About love.